Morning, Terry, my dear wife. You look absolutely divine today.
Oh, thank you.
Don't make that sound. What day is today?
I don't know what to say to you when you're being nice. When you give me a compliment, I feel...
You get the ick?
No, not at all.
My
it's
feet
nice.
Too close?
I just don't know what to say because we're so...
You really can
we just like each other.
You can give me a big lush kiss. Like even Jake.
If there's any solicitors listening, please help me.
So come here. It seems divorce. Like we had a very, very hectic weekend.
Yes, we did.
Even though we feel like we did nothing.
First of all, can we introduce the podcast?
Oh yeah, sorry. A hay and a dough, a tree.
Hello everybody and welcome back to 10 Down with Terry and
that
David.
That was very lazy of me.
This is the bonus episode.
Thanks for listening in.
So I just want to address the elephant in the room.
Oh shit, there's another one.
No, literally shit. The room stinks.
Oh yeah. So our house, for the past hour, all the windows and doors have to be left open because Sydney...
We had a situation. I'll let you...
Well, it would help if you changed the bin.
No, it wasn't anything to do with the bin. Sydney just decided this morning that she was going to World War II kamikaze bomb us with like multiple...
Stink bombs.
Poos.
Do you remember stink bombs? Do you remember those little glass bottles?
David, I never bought a stink bomb.
Well, I bought them because when I was in an all-boys school, so like there was... chaos that went on there. They just throw stink bombs at the wall, at the blackboard, and the place would be stunk. Anyway, they stink like shit.
Why are boys like that?
I don't know. Come here. I know this is not even supposed to be spoken of because it's not on the agenda today, but now that we're on the school subject, I remember getting, it was on my last year, and I got a bus into town with a bunch of lads and went into a pet shop, right? I think I told you this story. Into a pet shop and... Where we got the money, I don't know, but bought loads of crickets and something else and got back on the bus and went back to school and let them all loose in the school.
That actually reminds me of all the chaos that me and the girls used to get up to in school. One year, somebody stole the baby Jesus.
What a rebel, Terry. Go on.
Somebody stole the baby Jesus out of the crib and left a ransom note. And
I wonder who it was.
I wonder too.
I wonder who it was.
I don't know.
So
to
when
this
my
day.
My AirPods go missing, I'm looking around waiting on a ransom though. Because they went missing the other day. I couldn't find them. Because I heard you saying, David, where's my AirPods?
Listen.
And I was like, I don't know. And then mine went missing.
I'm trying to tell the story about the baby Jesus. But yeah, a ransom note was left and there was absolute uproar in the school. I mean, uproar. The headmaster came on the intercom and was like, everybody put their pens down. I was like, for 20 years, that crib has been in our school and nobody's ever touched it. We want the baby Jesus back.
was Michael, John and Peter and Paul all standing there like waiting on to be given back?
Yeah. I don't know. Did the teacher
say, come on, let's go? No, he didn't. That's in Irish, it's attention.
I know, you're obsessed with speaking Irish on this podcast and you never speak Irish. Anyway, I don't know who took the baby Jesus.
All right. Okay, so I need to cut across you first of all. Someone has just recently messaged in, an email in, and I won't use your name just in case your poor husband finds out about it.
Oh God, David.
It's about the icks. So firstly she says...
Sorry, the icks. It's the ick.
No, it's the icks because you've got a list.
No, it's an ick, like an ick. It's not icks.
But it is icks because it's a never-ending
list.
Okay,
go on.
Do you want to go there? Right, so she says, hi lads, loving the podcast. So, my ick. My biggest ick is men wearing PJs, especially when they...
That is ruthless.
It's only four words. Let me finish the rest. My biggest ick is when... Men wearing PJs, especially when their bony pale feet stick out at the end. Just wear shorts and a t-shirt or your pants.
Or buy Bahama Buddy for your feet. Speaking of Bahama Buddy.
Just wear shorts and a t-shirt or your pants. Is that not more of an ick if you wore pants? Like knickers? Yeah.
David, if I seen you in a pair of knickers, I'd drop dead.
I wore knickers. Oh, we won't go there.
What was that? Oh, when you were away with the lads?
Yeah, in Portugal.
And
we have a new set picked.
No, stop it.
I'm like, it's not even a stag. Every time we go away, we make it out like it's a stag.
You just wear knickers.
We wear knickers. Or no knickers. hold on. Same girl. The other ick is when a man only wears white sports socks, no matter the occasion. You need different socks for different occasions.
Or in your case, you muck savage, just wear your wife's socks.
Oh, socks. So here, why we're on the point. I made the bed this morning again. Every day I make the bed, right? I do a trail behind Terry. I follow Terry and I pick up, as you know.
Oh, my
right,
God.
Made the bed. There was four and a half pairs of socks in the bed.
I like to collect
four and
them.
A half pairs.
I like to collect
And then you
them
wonder
for
you. Why all the socks are gone. You're like, there's a sock fairy. There's a sock monster. He eats this. He eats that.
Do you know David calls me a hamster because I can, no matter, I don't know if anybody else is like this, but no matter what is on the bed.
You won't ever clear the bed. You just get in.
I can get into the bed and it won't bother me. Like,
and then the next morning if I went into the room, because sometimes if I snore, I get
move.
Kicked out. You're like, nothing has moved. Like, you just go into a coma. You don't move.
David gets booted out to the spare room if he's on his Michael Flatley.
But like the bed, like
Flatley bus.
say the bed was covered in like a days of washing house.
Yeah.
Like house washing. Like Terry would never put it all in the basket and then get into bed. Terry just gets into the bed.
He used to call me a hamster.
Still a hamster.
When I used to live in my mom's, I was particularly bad. All the clothes that used to be on the bed and like stuff I used to go out, like, you know when you get ready in your room and you do your hair and your makeup and then you go on a night out and then you come back, I'd never clear the bed. I'd just get in underneath it all, and during the night, like, all it is boof. Like, it'd be like a shoe flying off the bed
that would go on for days.
Oh yeah.
So you'd get out and then get back in again.
Places to go, people see, David.
Right, places to go. And where did we go at the weekend?
Oh yeah, we went to the farm on the weekend, and Sydney.
Newbridge Farm.
Yeah, Sydney absolutely loved it. That child has zero fear. Zero fear of peacocks and goats.
Good.
Can we talk about the goat?
We need to sort about the goat. I'll talk about the
goat. Well, hello, motherfucker.
Oh, so you're allowed curse, so I'm not allowed curse. Or was that the goat?
The goat said that. That wasn't me.
Okay. So come here. We went to Newbridge Farm. The last time that Sydney was there, how old was she?
A year. Just under a year, because we were about to go to Paris. Remember, we were kind of testing out how she'd get on in Disneyland. And she
so
loved
it. So we compared
it.
The Newbridge Farm to Disneyland.
We were like, I wonder how she'd be if she was in her buggy looking at stuff.
But no, she had a blast. She is obviously, if anyone's following her stories, realized that she's still like using the Zimmer frame to push herself.
The Zimmer
around.
Frame. She has and like a little frame.
Flying along. She doesn't even need it. Like,
no.
She lifts it up.
She
and
doesn't
then holds
it
in the air and goes, I might go left, I might go right. And then she continues.
It's a total like psychological thing. She won't
just
let
nervous.
Go of it.
But she spent the whole time with chasing the peacocks, because they're what's walking freely around the farm.
And she'd just walk up to him and go, caw, caw.
She'd stop and just go, caw, caw, caw.
So my sister Karen taught her, like, when she sees birds, she's like, oh, there's the birdie. And then Sydney instantly just goes, caw, caw. But she knows, like, different birds. So she'll see, like, a chicken and she'll go, bok, 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 bok. And then she'll see a duck and she'll go, quack, quack, quack.
And what does she say when she sees you?
Mama,
I don't know. I was going to say a hamster sound. What sort of a sound does a hamster make?
A hamster?
Yeah. Didn't Nacho scream?
Oh yeah, Nacho did scream. Remember Pippa went up to see him?
Oh yeah, she stuck her finger into the cage.
No, she walked up and he looked at her and went, ah!
Oh yeah, I remember that now.
Okay, so in our last episode, we forgot to actually tell a story about when we first got to Australia. So we were talking about how David had just gotten a job when we landed, and he had, I'll let you tell the story, but basically to give you some context, so David was working for a really, really like luxury landscaping company, mm-hmm. and he was assigned like all of these millionaire mansions to kind of maintain, and obviously you were being trained in and stuff, but one day he was like sent to a place, you can't really mention names, but he was sent to this millionaire's house, billionaire I'd say.
A multi-billionaire.
He literally looked out on Sydney Harbour. It was incredible, this location, because he used to actually let us use his beach. Remember, he's like, bring it, you and your girlfriend.
He had his own private beach, but yeah, we won't use names.
Everything. But anyway, David was assigned to his house and he was like super particular about his walls, the paint. Go on, you tell the story.
I remember meeting him for the first time, getting introduced, and he walked me around the grounds of the house. Now he had tennis courts, swimming pools. I think his car garage had like 15 cars, all classics.
What? 15
classics, like from Mercedes, BMWs to Porsche, you name it, Bentleys. All, he was into all his classic cars.
Is he single?
No, he's not single. And if he was, I would have went with him. come here. So yeah, he brought me around on the first day to show me like the setup of the house and the gardens. And he was every time like we'd stop to like talk about a particular area, I was like, it's really weird. Like he won't let me like stand in this certain position. Like he kept kind of like nudging his way, like to go, don't stand
in
there.
Between
me and the wall. Like if we were walking down the side of the house, he'd be like making sure he was standing at the wall. To the point of where he just said it out straight. He was like, right, I'm gonna be totally honest with you. He's like, don't touch my fucking walls. You know, and that's well, I was like, oh, okay, I won't touch your walls. So we went on and on and on to a point of where I found out then he told me in the same day that the paintwork
was worth mad money.
Now, the colour of the house wasn't...
Yeah, it was there. Like
it wasn't anything like extravagant, like the colour. I would never have picked that colour.
Yeah.
It was like a real like...
What was
mustard,
it made out of gold?
It was like a mustardy colour.
Are you sure it was that much?
These are the type of people that have just money to burn. Money to burn.
Yeah.
Right? Like yachts. Mm-hmm. But very, very nice people, and I got on very well with them. They treated me very well.
Do you remember he was like, bring your missus down, use his private beach, and we see. Yeah, so go on, tell us what happened.
Straight into it, right? I can't remember how long I was working for at this time, but I was pretty like after finding my feet. I knew the layout of the house, and I was cutting the hedges out the front. But you had to climb into certain heights to get certain areas, and he'd come out and he'd stand there and watch you doing it, so you wouldn't touch off anything. Like it was crazy. And then he'd say, right, you're done, get down. And then you clean it up and move on. But this particular time, he was out.
Yeah.
Right? And he said to me, before you get into that area, he said, don't start until I come back. And that was a standard thing. Don't start in the area because he wants to watch me.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a Friday evening. I just wanted to go home. And I was like flying through the work. And it was a good 2 hours or so before he was due to come back. And I was like, I'm ready to go on to the next stage. So I just said, I'll have a go at it. Now you had to walk along these walls in your bare feet because you had to take your shoes off.
It's almost like he asked for it, like, because probably. He was so
probably, but he had to take your boots and your socks off to walk along the wall because he didn't want sock marks on the paint either. Yeah, I know, you're looking at me like, what? But it was very funny. Like, we enjoyed it. We got great laugh out of it. Anyway, I was cutting the hedge, I was finished, but I had lost my balance slightly and I went, oh, like a little bit. And it was either I dropped the machine that I had in my hand to cut the hedge,
yeah,
or I fall like slightly forward and balance myself off the face of the house. And I'd done it, I balanced, but I didn't realize that I had like oil all over my hands from changing the oil and petrol in the machine. And I put an entire handprint, like a fucking handprint, like a child had done with paint on the wall.
I'm sorry for going across you, but I'll never forget you coming home and telling me this story.
I was sweating. And on that day, I was working on my own because there's usually a crew of us. Like, but I had no phone. My battery on my phone, like it was like everything was happening at once. The battery on my phone was gone, right? I knew that he had it out his back garden. I knew he had a port to plug my phone into, you know what I mean? Because I didn't have one to plug into the truck. I knew I could plug it in there and charge my phone. And when I jumped over the back wall, as soon as my feet touched the floor, the whole house went into lockdown. The alarms went off. The shutters went like something from a movie. All the windows covered up with a shutter. The alarms like. So I obviously didn't put my phone on charge, jumped back over the wall and put my headphones on and my earmuffs and continued working like as if nothing happened. But as like 5-10 minutes went on, he obviously checked the cameras from somewhere, his phone or whatever, and the alarm went off.
Yeah.
But of course he didn't see what had happened. So I went then and got off the wall, went down and wet my hands, wet a towel and went and started rubbing it to rub it off. And it just made this big white circle of where I had wiped. Now, the oil was gone, but it had created a circle. That was probably in my first couple of months. I was working
there for about like a week or two.
I was working with that company for over 4 years. And every single day I went back, I saw that and he never noticed. Now, whether he noticed it and said nothing, because we had a great relationship.
He would have said something.
He sacked lads for less.
Almost like he asked for it. It's like if you put the energy out to the universe, like don't touch my wall. Everybody's just gonna come over and touch your wall.
But like it was an ongoing joke. Every year he used to get the painter back, and your man would take 2.5-3 weeks to paint this house front and back.
That is mental
for that price. But that also leads on to the other good stuff as well about what I was working in. I used to swim in all the swimming pools. And I'm sorry if anyone's listening from Australia. If I was maintaining your house.
You were swimming.
And it was 45 degrees. I was swimming.
45. I remember I used to be in work, like nursing. And I'd get a text at my break being like, how's things? How's the day going? And I'd be like, yeah, grand. Looking forward to finishing at 2:30. I'll meet you down the beach. And David just like sent me a picture of him in the pool.
Yeah.
Like in some millionaire.
Nine times out of 10, like they were always on holidays. They're always away. Yeah. So it was just be the house cleaner.
He used to have some serious, like, this could be a whole fucking podcast of you like dishing the dirt on millionaires. Like, I remember he came home and he's like, guess what?
Oh, the amount of
the drama.
I'm allowed to say affairs. The amount of things I seen.
Yeah, he did.
The amount of things I seen.
Tell me. But do you remember that woman tried to get you into our house? Do you remember that woman tried to get you into the house?
Yes.
David came home and he's like, I still have it. And I was like, what? And he's like, this Elwyn tried to get me into the house.
So you know that, what's that program called? Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was like. I was the gardener.
Of course, because you were standing there with your top off.
It was 40 odd degrees. I was the gardener cutting the grass and your woman came out and she didn't realise at the time that I was actually working with, again, sometimes you're on your own, sometimes you're with a crew.
Yeah.
And she must have come out and thought I was on my own. And then one of the lads, one of my good mates, I can't use names, I don't want to get into trouble, but he was off the other end of the garden and she didn't cop him, and she was like just being really really chatty, and she's like, would you like a drink? I was like, no, it's great, I have my bottle of water here. And she's like, oh well, I'm gonna go and have a glass of wine if you want to have a glass of wine. I was like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. She's like, oh, it's grand, you can have you're Irish, aren't you, you can have a glass of wine. I was like, no, you're all right, it's fine. And then I went back and told the lads, but I didn't realise they heard it. And they're like, oh, we heard the whole thing. And then the next day we were back there again to finish the job. And she came out again and said, in front of the lads, said, if you ever change your mind about that drink, you know where I am. Yes, I still have it.
David's still lying to himself.
She was divorced with 75 kids.
But isn't it gas, like the stories that like you have from work over the years?
Yes.
I mean, we should probably touch that in the next podcast because this is obviously our bonus episode.
I'm sure you can pop one in there really quickly.
Jesus,
go on,
Christ.
Give us a quick one.
A quick one.
Quick one.
David, like about like stuff that happened in work and stuff.
Yeah, not you can't obviously for protection.
No,
so
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. No, I would never.
About, like,
spill the beans
give your first job. When
oh
you were,
yeah.
You were younger.
Like, actually, people probably. I don't think I've ever said this, but do you know my very first job? I was just doing my junior cert and I got a job in the Leisure Plex, and I used to dress up as Plexi the Dinosaur, but it was around that time.
How good is that?
It was around 2004. Do you remember that song? That's call on me, call on me.
That's the reason why I married you.
Sexy Plexi, right? My friends used to call me Sexy Plexi because do you know that song that I've just sang? And the girls used to be in their bathing suits and they'd be like doing the workout. Do you remember? Yeah. Call on me. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
So that song used to come on, I swear to God, it used to come on every 5 minutes in the bloody Plex. It's like they had one CD. And when I was in the Plexi the Dinosaur and that song came on, I used to like do all the movements with my hands and like my legs and my head. We'd be going back and forward and like I'd be literally running amok. And the managers used to be like, Derry McAvoy's in that Plexi, isn't she? Because I'd be running around. Doing me dancing.
Were the kids not traumatized?
Well, the kids were melts. They'd be like, you're not a real dinosaur. And I'd be like,
I can picture faces. You doing that.
Like, they used to look right
what
up into
colour
the mouth.
What colour was the dinosaur?
It was bluey purple. It was blue with purple spots. And you'd be like walking with these balloons and you had to walk with one of the other people in the Plex because you've been walking into walls and all. Like, so I used to be like holding on to the kids, like, or holding on to my purse and a kid would come up and look into me and be like, there's a girl in there. And I'd be like, yeah, like pulling faces on them. I was like 15, like having a ball. Like, yeah.
Of course, living the dream.
Living the dream. But yeah, that was my first job. And then I got a job in Spar where I met like two of my really good friends. We worked together there and it was just chaos.
Everybody had
had one of those jobs. Actually, maybe that's what we'll touch on the next podcast. So if you had a part-time job and you like used to get up to like absolute mad stuff and you want to share them, please do, because like we had a ball.
I
when
have,
we worked in the Spar.
Yeah, sure. My first job was in a supermarket as well.
Yeah,
in River Valley. I was 14, I think, yeah, when I got my first job. I spend, like, you're going to laugh at this because you're like, hell, I used to spend half my time down the back drinking all the bottles of Sidona. Now, even the thought of it, you used to make me sick. Do they even still make Sidona?
I don't know.
They need to discontinue that.
But you know, do you remember you used to drink Sidona and you pretend to be locked?
Yeah, because it looks like...
it smells like cider.
Cider.
Yeah. You'd be like, let's get locked on Sidona. And you go up and buy like a bottle of Sidona and share. And you'd be running down the road screaming, laughing. But I remember when I worked in Spar, like... We were just weapons. Like the customers used to come in, like, and they'd be like, "Can I have 20 major?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, they're just down in the basement." Now, the smoke machine was behind me, but I used to pretend that there was a basement below me, and I used to, like, you know the way people walk behind like desks,
Terry,
and they walk down, and I used to be like, "I'll be back in a minute," and I used to like go down, and the other girls there,
and the customers still thought you were going downstairs.
They thought I'd be like, "Ah, take your time, love," and like Elaine would be like on her knees laughing, trying to save someone else for laughing.
I can picture Elaine doing that.
I know, she was literally, she used to be like trying to, she used to be powerful, like, because I'd be like, "Yeah, I'll be back in a minute," and then I'd be like, "I'll get the elevator back," and I'd just like start rising up out of the ground.
So hold on, you went down the stairs
down
and come
the
up an elevator.
I think, but like, fully believe it, like there was a handful of customers that we'd always get, like,
maybe they thought there was something wrong with you.
Oh, David, the stuff we used to be doing. And then, so we used to pretend, we used to speak cat. So to
speak
the customer,
what?
Speak cat.
Like, meow.
Yeah, we were kids. Like, we were like 17, 18. And I used to be like, so the whole idea was you'd see how many times you could meow at someone without them not noticing. Like, so you'd be like, "Meow, who's next, please?" And then, like,
Jesus Christ.
And you'd be like, "Meow, do you want a bag?"
That sounds like you said, "Now, do you want the bag?"
Exactly.
Or
right?
"Now, who's
so that
next?"
That was the game. So you used to be like, "Meow, that's 360, please. Meow, there's your change." And they'd never, like, well, they would. Some people be like looking at you, like, "What the
so
hell?"
So come
is
here. You know the way you have a list of names for me?
Yeah.
I want everyone to listen up. Terry's new name is Sexy Plexi.
No, David.
That's your new name.
No.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No, that is like
our meow Sexy Plexi.
That was 18 years ago, I was Sexy Plexi.
And what are you now?
Can you go back in? I don't even know what I am. Just
well,
Plexi.
Right now, I'm looking at you.
No,
and the way
stop.
Your eyebrows are, Terry.
I got
it looks
eyebrows.
Like someone who's got a blowtorch to the face.
I got me
Terry, when they got her eyebrows done, it looks like they dragged her across the tarmac.
Oh my God, you're such a shit. You know the way when you get your eyebrows done, your face is red? Well,
oh, yeah,
walked
I
in
that,
and David
yeah.
was like, "What the hell?"
Even Jake sat up and went, "What's wrong with your face?"
Anyway, let's wrap this up. So if you have any crazy stories from when you used to have your part-time job, like maybe work in a pub, in a bar, in a restaurant, I'm sure you were having the crack when you were younger, because... But it's those jobs that you have the most fun in, because you're a teenager and you're in college,
yeah,
or like
that's
you're in
where
school.
You meet all your mates.
You're with your mates and you're just having the fun. Like, so if you have any stories, I've so many more, and maybe we can kind of go into that in the next episode. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you have some funny stories, please send them in. We can't wait to share more. David has some gas ones when he used to work with his friends in where did his work?
It was called C&T Supermarket.
Yeah, C&T. But yeah, so send them in. What's the email address, David?
10downpod@gmail.com.
Say that a little bit with a little bit more enthusiasm.
10downpod@gmail.com.
Okay, on that note, we are going.
No, come here.
Oh no, sing the Cornetto song.
No, in a second. No, in a second.
Well, no, we'll exit out with this, please.
Okay.
Go on, David's gonna
this
sing.
This is for me, da, right? Just one Cornetto, give it to me. Delicious. From Italy.
Okay, on that note, that's been 10 down.
No.
Your bonus episode over. Gone.
See you later.
Bye.
Ciao. We're back. We're back.
I just need to say that me and Dave had a Barney.
We had absolute murder.
And now he's singing about. Now he's singing about Cornetto. Oh, we're mad.
Coffee.
We need help.
Come here, peeps. Peeps. I didn't know. People keep sending in your icks. The icks are class.
Yeah, icks.
There's loads of icks.
Okay, that's it.
Ciao. Bye.